Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and other life forms in the galaxy. Welcome to Live at Ordinary Miracles. And my name is Matt Kramer. And those of you who were listening last week know that Jan Sircone, my partner, was out on a healing project. And she's enjoying that healing project, so she'll be back next week. So, let's see. Let me do a couple of things here, make you some announcements. And here's some announcements from Jan. And let me say the music that you heard coming into the show was from Jan's album, As Above, So Below. And you can get information about that album at Jan's website, musicforjoyandhealing.com. Musicforjoyandhealing.com. And Jan's going to be attending an International Sound Healing Conference. I think I want to do that too. It's in Santa Fe, New Mexico, Saturday, November 12th. She will be there. Let's see, the website for that is bizspirit.com, B-I-Z as in zebra, spirit.com. And November 12th, she'll be doing consultations and sound healing at the Body of Santa Fe Center. And I have to check my pronunciation here. She says, for listeners who want to learn tone or tone for international, personal, and planetary healing, Jan has a new icosadodecahedron for planet healing work. This is a sacred geometry structure that melds the healing power of water with etheric. And you can join her in Santa Rosa on Tuesday evenings. We have a phone number here for those of you that are going to be in the Northern California area. 707-526-9852. Again, 707-526-9852 to learn more about Jan and sound healing. And Jan does a form of sound healing called Voice Bio. And you're welcome to call in and ask questions. And let me give you some phone numbers to call in. If you're in the United States, you can call 877-876-5227. I've been listening to our local NPR station do fundraising all week, so I'm used to repeating phone numbers here. Again, 877-876-5227. And if you're in Canada and you're tuning in, you can call 888-815-9756. Again, 888-815-9756. And then my announcements, and again, for Northern California, we're in Cotati, about an hour north of San Francisco, and we're broadcasting our show from our little store called Ordinary Miracles in downtown Cotati. And occasionally on Sunday afternoons, we have live music performing in the store. And so this coming Sunday, September 30th, we have three folks coming from Alaska, Tom Bigich, Terry and Jerry Holder, and they're bringing their friend Joel Tepp down from Seattle for a concert set. That's at 4 o'clock this coming Sunday. And we always open up at 3 o'clock with songwriters in the round. And the songwriters this week are Claire Victor and Ron Atchison. And Claire is a choir leader and does a lot of uplifting music with both her choir and her smaller groups. And she'll be performing with her friend Ron Atchison. Also, Rick Taylor is a songwriter coming up from Los Angeles. And then Maury Manso, who is performing with us again tonight, brought him back from last week. Coming up October 14th, some of you may have heard of a really wonderful band called The Waybacks. And Stevie Coyle from The Waybacks will be here October 14th. October 28th, coming up from Los Angeles, Lisa Nemzo, who's a very amazing musician and singer and songwriter. So that's the upcoming music for Ordinary Miracles. Now, something that I sort of came up with, and Maury is a good enough sport to go along with it.
Yes.
I said, you know, we're talking about the healing power of music, and, of course, in order to hear that healing music, somebody has to write it. And the process of writing it is often its own form of healing. So I want to talk to Maury about songwriting tonight, and then I came up with the challenge is, let's invent a song. Right now, tonight, let's just start writing a song and see if we can complete a song while we're on the air. And those of you who are listening, you're welcome to call in with ideas, suggestions, put a lid on it. We're not ready for criticism yet.
Not yet.
Yeah, if any of you know about brainstorming, it's like every idea is great just to get it out of the way so the next idea can come through. So, Maury, let me ask you about songwriting. Tell me again, picking up from last week, when did you write your first song? How old were you?
I was 17.
17.
Yeah.
That was sometime in the 1800s, right?
Yes, it was.
And so how did you transition from somebody who hears other people play music to actually going through the exercise of putting together words and music and rhythms and coming up with a song?
You know, I was playing other people's music when I first started out. I had no idea that I would write. I woke up one morning and started writing the song called Misty Morning Early. That was the first song I wrote. I don't know why. I guess I had something that needed to come out of me. And it was pretty simple because I kind of only knew simple chords in those days, but a pretty good melody and pretty good words, and it just came out.
Now, everybody writes in their own way. Some might come up with a piece of lyric and craft music to it.
Mm-hmm.
Some come up with a neat piece of music and try to create some lyrics to fit to it. And some say, as you do, the song just comes right out. Can you remember if it started with music or started with words?
I started coming with ideas from the guitar. Sounds from the guitar would inspire something somehow. Transition into words would just start to come. And I mostly wrote that way for years. Then when I didn't play music for 25 years and decided to come back and be a performer, I knew I wanted to have my own voice, I called it. So I wanted to be a writer, I said to the universe. And, of course, they always tell you to be careful what you ask for because you might get it. So I spent the last 3 or 4 years teaching it myself and seeing if I could write. All of a sudden, I found myself writing with no guitar, just a piece of paper and a pen and what was inside me, my head. And as I began to write words, which would come first, they would begin to have a rhythm of their own that I was a good enough musician now that I could feel the beat. I could feel how the words wanted to run with the beat. And I would just start writing, and in that process, I could almost hear where the melody that was coming at the same time.
Would it be consistent, like people talk about iambic pentameter?
Something like that, or it could be just at any. They just seem to have a rhythm of their own.
Not necessarily that classic one.
Right, not at all like that. In fact, I found out that at times, words that I was writing would break whatever pattern
mm-hmm.
was happening. And then I realized, that's okay, when I set it to music, I'll be able to handle the shift in rhythm of the words. In other words, sometimes I'd be writing lines that were exactly the same length, 4 lines. Then there'd be a third line that would be half as many words. What do I do with that? First idea was, well, slow down the music on that short line and somehow make it come out with the measures. I mean, I just knew there'd be a way to handle it. So one of my rules was just not to censor myself.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody has ever seen the movie Finding Forrester, here's how I write, too. I hadn't seen the movie, but I was already writing, and a friend said, you need to see this. It's about a young writer who wants to be a writer. He meets a recluse, agoraphobic writer who had like a Nobel Prize novel the first time at 21 that he wrote, and now is hiding in a tenement building. Anyway, they finally meet. The old writer decides to let the young kid come, and he's going to teach him how to write. So he has 2 typewriters. One facing him and one facing the other one, and this is Sean Connery, who's the old writer in the movie, and he says to the young kid when he finally lets him in his apartment, okay, there's a typewriter, there's the paper, I'm going to go get a drink in the kitchen. And as he goes to get the drink, he comes back out of the kitchen before he pours it and yells at the kid, and I'll delete the expletive, and punch the blankin' keys. In other words, just write. He said, it's called a heart version. And when you finish it, yes, you'll have to rewrite. But when you read your first heart version, it'll never be any better than that. And that's what happens with me. Stuff just comes out. I don't censor. I don't try to see where I'm going. I just let whatever is inside of me that's writing write. And then I sort of live on rewrites. Take a look at it. I write with other people. Ask them, does this make any sense to you? Do you see what I'm doing? So I've started writing with a lot of other people, too, because I find that very, very helpful. I write a lot. I write every day. I've been writing every day for 3 or 4 years now. So
here's my confession. The last time I wrote a song was 1968.
Okay.
It was a very boring song. As a matter of fact, not long after that, I was living in Hollywood, and a young guy named Jackson Brown was dating my roommate.
Ah.
And he would come over, and he'd play these pieces of songs he was writing, and I just, like I say to people, well, I wound up going backstage instead of on stage.
Ah.
So Maury and I have been teasing each other about the last 2 months about let's get together and write, and something always comes up or doesn't. And so here it is. It's like I haven't written something in over 40 years, and Maury writes all the time. And I'll make another confession. This is for those of you out there who'd like to be songwriters and, you know, somehow haven't gotten over that wall or gotten the courage to go ahead and start exposing yourself, because it's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Occasionally I've gotten together with friends who are good songwriters, and I'll have a piece of an idea. And even if they're good friends, they're very supportive people, it just feels like there's some kind of a wall. Like, I haven't gone through the test of fire yet.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I know what happens to me is the guitar or the piano is very wide open. How do I narrow it down to a unique and interesting melody?
Okay.
And then that marriage of lyric, and where lyric has a rhythm and lyric has a music, you know, it's, you know, so for somebody who has not yet gone through the test of fire, it just really feels overwhelming.
Okay.
Do
you usually start from the guitar when you want to write?
I noodle on the guitar. I've been noodling for 40 years.
Here's something you can try. You tap, everybody can play the drums, so you just feel whatever beat is inside you at the moment. And you don't have a guitar. And so now you're not constricted by chords. Now the melody's going to come out of your head
mm-hmm.
as the words come out. So you're just singing to yourself, at whatever line it might be, you know. I went down to the store today. Beat. I went down to the store today. I mean, you just start there. It's just a starting. You mentioned Jackson Brown.
Uh-huh.
Dear old friend of mine. I met him when he was 17. He played me his first songs. I was so impressed. We hung around together a lot for 3 years, and I sang a lot of his early music and learned so much from him. And just a great person to be. I was so lucky to know people like this when I was young in Southern California. Lots of mentors that were my contemporaries. And Jackson once told me, I said, well, how do you write like this? He had just sung me These Days. And he said, you know, I said, I'd like to. And I played him a couple of my songs. He really didn't make a comment. He just said, I can tell you this. It's inside of you. You just got to give it up. Like you said, you just got to, if there is a wall, whether it's fear or oh, maybe this won't turn out right, or, but that has nothing to do with just free exploration.
Now, let me give another side.
Okay.
Which is, since 1973, I've been a talent coordinator. I've been a concert producer. I've run nightclubs. So I've been one of those gatekeepers
mm-hmm.
between the ocean of performers and the stage.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, there's somebody who recently said to me, would you please critique my music?
Mm.
And generally there's three or four different ways that somebody in my position as a talent critic is impacted. For a large part, there are people who simply don't have a very good craft yet,
right.
Or ever.
Yeah.
And sometimes the bigger the ego, the slower the development of any real craft.
Yes.
So, and fortunately, those folks, I guess, don't too often get to the arena that I was in, you know, running my own club in L.A., that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Then every once in a while, there is that brilliant performer that just blows you away.
Yeah.
And you can't take it apart and say, well, it's because of this lick here and that lyrical hook there, because there's something other that is brought to it, as you say, that, and often it's the folks that say, well, it just comes through me.
Yeah.
All right.
It's me.
Okay.
I say that too.
Then in between, there's two other genres. And one would be the person who is competent at the craft. They can play an instrument. They can write lines. They can craft very professionally phrased songs.
Yes.
But it doesn't touch you.
Right.
And what I generally say to those people is, you're too safe.
Yes.
Okay? You have not stretched to a place where you've gone beyond your comfort zone.
Yeah.
You know, to come up with something that is either going to piss people off or really they're going to fall. third or fourth genre would be somebody who is technically very skilled, and this is just a personal peeve of mine. You know, I got a lot of jazz fusion players used to come to my club in L.A., super fast on the fingers.
Oh, yeah.
And they could write really complex instrumental pieces.
Right.
But I didn't feel any soul or any particular
right.
melody to charm me or pull me in.
Yes.
So that's kind of a... And from there you can go around the world. But generally I find that the commercialism of the music industry has pushed a lot of people into formula writing.
Oh, boy.
And so we won't waste too much time talking about
right.
today's pop radio, that kind of thing. I can remember being in northern India in the mountains where there is no electricity. Nobody
right.
has a radio. And people just sing.
Yeah.
You know, and just seeing 10-year-old children really captivate you with can't understand the words.
Right.
But there's passion and there's melody.
Yeah.
And I can stay entertained all day.
Yeah, it's absolutely wonderful. Well, when I say it comes through me, I sang last week on the program a song called Words From Your Heart. Well, I know what is coming through me is certainly passing through there. That's where I write from. I care about what I'm doing. I care about what I have to say. My craft and my skill and all of that, well, I'm lucky to have been done it a long time, and I had a lot of good teachers and things like that. But the breakthrough for me was, in a way, I don't care. That's why I'm free to explore. I don't care if this song turns out good. I don't care if anybody likes it or not. I'm hoping they will. That everything that I want to write about, I realize, is very heartfelt inside of me. And I'm just trying to get that out.
It strikes me that maybe for our audience, actually nobody's called in yet with any suggestions.
Oh, okay.
Either nobody's listening or they're afraid to be exposed with us.
Yeah.
But why don't you play Words From Your Heart?
Oh, okay.
So people can hear a constructed song before we go into the
all right.
the challenge of writing
well,
a song.
Well, hold my guitar for just 1 second, Matt.
Okay.
Okay, because this is still a new song, so I'm going to get my lyric book, okay?
All right, what kind of guitar is this?
This is a friend of mine lets me babysit guitars. This is a fifth Beatle George Martin guitar model. It's named after him. That's why there's a 5 at the fifth fret, because he was known as the fifth Beatle.
Uh-huh.
And that's why there's this large M on the headstock
for George Martin.
If you look at the three-piece back, it has the same way of dividing it.
Okay. On the back of this beautiful guitar is an M that's legs are as long as the back of the guitar, but the V of the middle of the M is about 2 inches long.
It's an auditorium-sized guitar, which I'm getting very partial to overdressed.
Nice herringbone.
Yeah, and yet very simple.
Oh, and it's from the Martin Company, a George Martin guitar from the Martin Guitar Company.
Yep, named okay. after a wonderful arranger who really, I mean, without George Martin, the Beatles would have always been wonderful, but never come to that next level. You know, he was such a, and they loved him.
You want me to hold the book?
Yeah, please hold the book, Matt, and the microphone. And
I now have a new career as a music stand.
As a music stand, and I have a capo here somewhere. There it is, because I do this on second fret, and I'll go quickly into drop detuning for those of you who are out there.
Now, while you're doing that, I'll just mention that we have a unique challenge with, and what? How much time do we have left?
Let's see.
It's so we got over half an hour. Because normally you just sit down to write a song, you might spend a few hours or a few days or a few months, whatever.
Yep.
But we don't want you folks out there, if you are listening, to tune out. So we have that extra added dimension of keeping it interesting.
Okay. We'll try to do this, and I'll go through this, and here we go. Words From Your Heart.
What's on your mind? Couldn't we do this some other time? Right now there's just a hurricane blowing around in your brain. It sounds a little insane. I want to hear from your heart. That's your very best part. That'd be a good place to start, with words from your heart. core of your philosophy. It doesn't really mean that much to me, though I appreciate the value of intelligent thought. All the thoughts have been talked. I want to hear from your heart, from your very best part, words from your heart. And I don't want to hear about your plans and schemes. I'd rather listen to your heartfelt dreams. But if I will listen, I will, if it means that much to you. It's the least I can do. But I want to hear from your heart, words from your heart. And I have to wonder what you really mean. The thoughts in your mind seem a little extreme, but your heart's in the middle, and it is just what it seems. And it says what it means. Then I can be in this conversation, here in the middle of our hearts. Sensations, won't have to do any damn deep translation of words from your heart. So if my words, they sound a little unkind, remember, I'm a member of the talking blind. And when I'm talking from my mind, it's just a mental display. So what can I say? I'd rather speak from my heart, right from the start, from my very best part, words from my heart. Then you can be in this conversation, there in the middle of our heart sensations, won't have to do any deep translations of words from our heart. Yeah, I wanna hear from your heart, from your very best part. That'd be a good place to finish and a good place to start, with words from the heart.
Maurice Manso, playing Words from Your Heart, and you wrote that about 2 months ago?
Yeah, a couple of months ago.
Okay. Let you know that Maury is a songwriter. And I'm going to pick up my Guild F50 that I bought from Joel Tebb back in 1972, and he wants it back.
He never will get it back.
Well, he told me to put it in my will.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, that's a nice way, I guess, anyway.
Now, another thing to let you know about Maury is that twice now I've given...
Hello?
Hello, who's calling us?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is Tina.
Hi there, Tina.
Hi, is this Matt?
Yeah, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from La Habra, California, down in Southern California.
Down there east of Los Angeles.
Yes.
Oh. How did you find out about us, Tina?
I found out about you from my friend Maury, who's sitting there with you. And I recently relocated to Southern California, but I lived in Bronner Park.
Oh, right next door.
Yeah. And you guys are looking for ideas for a song.
Right. We figure whoever calls in can share the copyright.
That's right. Hey, Tina, could you hear the last song okay?
Yeah, it was nice.
Wonderful. Okay. What's your idea?
Well, I moved down here to help take care of my mother, and in this process of doing that, I've decided that I do not want to grow old. And I think there's a song there somehow.
All right. What do you mean? Well, then, if you don't want to grow old, what do you want to grow? Because you are going to keep growing.
That's a good question. Let's see. I could grow healthy. I could grow out. I definitely don't want to grow up.
Okay.
Let's see. Grow out. I would think that would be kind of inclusive of learning more about the universe.
I missed the last part. What about the universe?
Growing out.
Oh,
I would be. Yeah, it would be like capturing the universe or growing out into the universe.
Okay.
Somehow.
Well, listen, Matt and I, we sort of cheated. We got a few little starts because we were listening to a program and. We're going to try to keep something really simple just to see if we can do this. And Matt started out with a couple of lines, and if you'll give it to me, Matt, something else came in my head as we were talking. So,
well, I do not want to grow old.
Oh, no, I meant the part about the pause, starting with the pause, but we'll go with Tina's idea and get there.
Well, you said something about getting my little paws around an idea.
Yeah.
So I went my little paws and your little heart.
Okay.
And then the radio show before ours, the woman said something about taking the step that's standing in your way.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about, well, you could trip or you could climb all at the same time.
Okay. Well, here's what I got, and I'll give you just right out of the heart version to see if I can remember what I had. Sort of the blues. My little paw and your little paw, what are we trying to get our hands around? I don't know. I don't know. Some people want to know everything. Maybe we just want to know some. But a catch-all phrase might be as close as we all can come. That's all we got so far.
I'm thinking, now here's the part where it's challenging, as we're being creative and trying to keep the airwaves full.
Yeah.
So I want to incorporate Tina's thought there.
All right.
I don't want to grow old. I want to grow healthy. I don't want to grow up. I want to grow out into the universe.
I want to grow old. I want to grow healthy. Want to go out into the universe. What's out there? Maybe I don't know. I don't want to grow old. I just want to grow out there.
I want to grow universal.
I'll grow universal. How's that strike you, Tina? Any input?
Yeah, I know that I don't know. It's not that I think I don't know. I know I don't know.
Okay, well, we won't get stuck there. We'll stay with grow.
Yeah.
Okay, so?
Nothing else is coming at the moment.
All right.
But you set the road. You set the track.
Yeah.
So we're going to play around with this idea of not growing old, but growing universal.
All right, so you can go the other way. You were doing a lot of don'ts. Let's see. I don't want to grow up. I want to stay young. Something, 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 something. Something like that.
Something about my mind not being done.
I don't want to grow up. I don't want to grow up. I want to stay young. And what was your line?
My mind will never be done.
I know that my mind will never be done, never be done. But I'd like to grow into the universe and see every kind of sun. That's what came to me.
I like that.
Okay. That's right, am I crazy?
What was that last line?
I want to go out into the universe and see every kind of sun. You know, like star.
Right.
Sun, star. Well, this is interesting, Tina.
But there's a sun within each one of us, too. So when you said that, it kind of got back into my own personal sun. So my personal sun is out in the universe, and there's other suns out there, too. I like that a lot.
Okay, yeah, so do I. I have a real passion for... I know a lot of people who are interested in writing, who are writing and want to be better, and some that aren't writing very much, and... I try to be encouraging because Barbara Kingsolver wrote in the Poisonwood Bible, in the end, all that we ever have is our story. Well, songs are stories set to music. So that's why when someone gives me an idea or I will write about someone, I'm passionately interested in other people's stories, love it when they come out, either just in word. The sharing of selves is... just some kind of divine blessing, and every time someone opens up to me, whether it's through some great song that they wrote or just open up their heart and really let me know who they are, I get very excited and passionate about that. I get inspired. Everybody has a story in there. I'll bet all of them are great. Say something, Tina. We don't want any dead time here.
So in the line of thinking about suns, sometimes they're just too hot to handle.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, what do you say?
I don't know how that fits in, but that's what came to mind.
Yeah, well, the question that comes to my mind is, how would you grow out into the universe and be able to survive out there? Maybe one could, maybe one couldn't.
Certainly not as we know it on our planet, I don't think.
Well, yeah. But the power of wonder, you know, even though we can't, and maybe we are all over the universe at the same time, we just don't know that. So maybe that just calls us to greater openness, even just about wonder. We are in this universe, this one turn. What do you have happening here, Matt, playing a little chord music here?
Well, I'm just playing with the initial theme that Tina came in with.
Okay.
Where I don't want to grow old.
Yeah.
And I know one thing that I feel, it's like I'm 58, but sometimes my mind feels like it's 15.
Yeah.
So, you know, or I'm just, whatever I'm going to do, my body's 67 and my mind is 25.
I don't know, I'm 60 and sometimes my body feels like 17, and those are grateful days for me.
All right. Grateful days.
That's a good thought, Matt. I like that because I do that often all through the day. I will think of how old I really am in my chronological years, but my thought process and my mind and my heart are so much younger.
All right, so maybe we're talking about the thing that you didn't want to do was grow old. Maybe we never do. Maybe we have some kind of incorrect language here about how we change. And we try to get words to describe it, you know, baby, child, teenager, adult, older person, golden agers, senior citizens, you know, all these euphemistic. It would make Mark Twain, you know, fall off his own boat. the way that we use this language that never says what it wants to mean, but it's the only one we have, so... Maybe somewhere in the song could be, even if we don't finish it tonight, could be this idea of, yeah, why was I worried about growing old? Maybe that's not what I'm even doing. Maybe I am just expanding. Staying with your idea about wanting to grow out in the universe, I like that line.
Expanding, that's good. That's a good definition.
Can you hear Matt's guitar?
Just barely.
Yeah, well, we don't have enough mics to go around, but that's okay. We're trying to do that tonight. This is kind of fun for those of you who don't know what's going on here. Matt and I have headsets on with an earpiece and a microphone, and when I sing, Matt takes his off and points his microphone at my guitar, and that's how we get at least better fidelity. But the future is we will have better equipment as the show goes on.
I ordered a USB podcasting microphone. So when that gets here, if I learn how to make it work, we should sound better. And if anybody out there has ideas on how to do that, how to take... Yeah, because like Maury said, we're each wearing receptionist headsets. So I know the quality is probably as low as it could go as far as getting the music from our instruments to your ears.
Yeah, you know, and Matt had a line that came to him earlier before you called about breathe, breathe, breathe. And I was listening to a physicist the other night, and his contention and at the edge of quantum theoretical physics, now they think, remember scientists have been wondering, is it expanding or contracting? They now think it is expanding and contracting all the time, like breathing. So maybe there's some kind of breathing thing in here in this song.
Okay, well, let me add another concept then, and that is the concept of balance.
All right.
The reason things change is because every substance is always seeking to find its balance.
Okay.
So as the air heats up and rises, that faster molecular activity seeks new balance. And so as it rises up, then it creates a vacuum, and that cooler air rushes in, that creates wind.
Ah, didn't know that.
I used to fly airplanes. You had to learn that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'll bet. It would help.
So the thing about breathing is part of maintaining balance. You're breathing in, hopefully, good air.
Mm-hmm.
You're expelling carbon dioxide and helping the body maintain its balance. Now, you uttered a phrase a few minutes ago, grateful days.
Grateful days, yeah.
I think grateful days is a great line, or a great title, actually.
Okay.
And so I'm thinking of, if the theme, if the song starts with, you know, there's a dichotomy between my age and how old I feel, how old my mind feels.
Right.
I don't want to grow old.
How about this? I don't want to grow old. I just want to expand, not my waist, my horizons.
I hope those of you that are listening out here are having some fun with seeing how sometimes I never cease to be amazed at the strange ways that songs arrive in me. They can come from, I don't know how Tina just got that one, but I love the line. And the process of creative writing, when it's uncensored, I just had an experience of that. That was wonderful. Matt had like Grateful Days, and then things start to tie in, and the song keeps moving along.
Okay, I don't want to grow old. I just want to expand, not my waist, my horizons.
Okay.
So can I get a rhythm in there?
Let's see.
And we have about 15 minutes left.
Right. Well, you want to stick with the sort of blues thing, since it's easy, we can always...
I actually don't.
No. All right, let's not.
Because blues is too predictable.
Where would you like to go, then? All right.
Well, it's like the rhythm of, I don't want to grow old.
Okay. I don't want to grow old. And what was your next line, Tina? I just want to expand, not my waistline, just my horizon. How far do the horizons extend? Maybe to the end of the universe.
How long do we get to that promised land? What is that promised land?
Yeah. Well, maybe just having grateful days.
Mythical land.
Yeah, maybe having grateful days is a promised land.
Okay.
All right.
I don't want to grow old. I just want to expand. Not my waist, but my horizons. How far into those horizons to reach that mythical land?
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, yeah, dichotomy again in Grateful Days, getting back to that. Can I look at those lines for a minute, Matt?
Can you read?
No, my eyes aren't that good anymore.
My writing sucks.
That's okay, let's see, all right. Well, you read it to me and I'll memorize it, all right?
Right. How, I don't want to grow old.
Okay.
I just want to expand.
All right.
Not my waist.
Okay.
But my horizons.
Okay.
How far into that horizon?
All right.
To reach that mythical land.
Okay. Of grateful days. Could that work?
I like it.
Okay. Let's try it.
Remember, writing is rewriting, folks.
All right.
Send in your ideas. We'll clean it up.
I'll try to sing it. I don't want to grow old. I just want to expand my horizons. What's the next line, Matt? How
far into those horizons?
How far into those horizons must I go to reach the promised land? And grateful days. I am old, yet I feel so young. Okay, somebody else take over. That's the
same. Right. So, I don't want to grow old. I just want to expand. Not my waist, but my horizons. How far into those horizons to reach that promised land, that mythical land of grateful days?
Oh, beautiful. I love it. Okay, yeah. That mythical land. I forgot that line. Okay.
Okay.
And how you doing, Tina?
I'm doing fine. I'm liking where it's going.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go ahead and get off the phone and listen to you on the Internet again.
Okay.
See if anybody else has any ideas.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Gina. Great meeting on the phone there.
Open it up to the universe here.
All right, girl. Hey, thanks.
It was great fun.
All right. We'll share the copyright.
Okay.
Bye.
Yeah.
What chords were you playing there?
I'm playing
I don't want to grow old.
C to G over B. I don't want to. G over B, glow to a G, back to a C. And I think I just phrased it differently. I'll think about it. I don't want to grow old. I want to expand. Then to the G.
Not my waist.
Not my waist, but my horizon. How far
into those
horizons must I go to reach that promised land, that mythical land of grateful days?
That's not bad. Okay. Well, if anybody else wants to call in, I think it's great when new people come in with ideas, because it just can go in unpredictable places.
Absolutely. This is why, and Matt and I will get a chance to spend time together. We want to write together. There actually is a song that we're writing together, because Matt gave me one little idea just like tonight. And, man, I was up for the next 3 hours. But then I want to give it back to Matt, and I did, actually, and he added some things to it. So I hope you see that this process can be, to me, this is healing. Right now, I feel great joy. This is fun for me.
Yeah. I feel relieved. We actually created something.
Yeah. Yep. And if that's as far as we get, that's okay, because that's a gateway. Now the door is open, and this can go anywhere it wants to go now. But it's got some structure that at least we can play with.
All right. So that was a substantial first verse.
Hey, I like it.
Okay. Then there'd be like another verse and a chorus, a bridge, verse, chorus, something like that.
Right.
And then the question is, what's the message?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's right. Well, we haven't quite got there yet, but maybe you got it on your notes somewhere. If anybody wants to call in and let us know what the message is or wants to lead us, call now. How many minutes do we have left, Matt?
We have about 10 minutes.
Hey, well, that's all right. Come on, somebody's got to have an idea out there. Or either that or nobody has a telephone. Or the satellite somewhere else.
Okay. Well, the other thing is, let's just play it again. Let me play along with you this time.
Okay. Boy, I gotta really look at those words here.
Can you read them?
Yeah, I think I can. Cool.
Okay, yeah, sure. I'm playing C. G over B.
Just running down to A minor.
To G.
Okay, so it's...
I don't want to grow old. I want to expand.
To the G.
Not my waistline, but my horizons.
F, G.
That's a C. How far into those horizons must I go to reach that promised land?
F,
that mythical land of grateful days.
Now Matt will play a little guitar.
Grateful days.
We'll try one more time.
I don't want to grow old. I want to expand. And not my waistline, but my horizon. But how far into those far horizons must I go to reach that promised land, that mythical land of grateful days.
Well, hey, that's a start.
You didn't think we could do it that way, did you?
Well, no, I was hoping, though, but what I love about you and Matt, now, you got to understand, I hardly knew Matt way back when in the old days, and then we both ended up moving to Cotty, and we're just having this pleasure of really getting to know each other again. And Matt provides me with this wonderful venue because he was a concert producer where I get to play at Ordinary Miracles, and we'll be doing it other places, I'm sure. And just the exchange of ideas and stories is what I'm really enjoying. In fact, we need some long evenings together with lots of guitar playing because I'm sure we've got some really long stories. And if we had a three-hour radio show, we could keep going on.
Okay, well, I think in order to keep things interesting for the audience, I think we set out what I wanted to do. We actually created something.
Okay.
Maybe next time we have you on the air, we'll have a completed song.
Yep.
But how about you do a couple of your songs?
Okay.
Is there anything you feel like playing?
Yeah, I'll do something because I didn't do it last week. Tina asked me to do it. I didn't do Real Love, so let me grab my guitar. Hold my headset, will you?
All right.
No, I got it. You don't have to. I can just change guitar. Be right back.
Your headset's in the...
It's in my... Oh,
yeah. In the pocket there.
I'll put it there.
All right, so... you're listening to Live from Ordinary Miracles on bbsradio.com, which is, I have to say, I really appreciate this internet radio station because it's a wonderful forum that really allows us to exercise our First Amendment rights.
Hey, boy.
And especially these days when a lot of radio is being sucked up into corporate monopolies and formula consultants are telling us what we want to like as opposed to letting disc jockeys play what they want to play. So thank you so much, Seth and Don, for this radio station.
Yes, thank you very much, and thanks, Matt. And this is called Real Love.
When you cannot face the storm, I'll be the shelter over you against the weather. And when you face a darkened day, I will still be here and we'll face it together. I will always be around you now. I will always be around someone. somehow. Real love will last. I know that real love will last. Real love lasts forever. And whenever you can't find me, just call my name and I will come again. And when the storm clouds fall to blind you, I'll be the one beside you, walking through the rain beside you. I will always be around you. I will always be around you. Real love lasts forever. Even at the times I know you will soon be leaving, even then I know inside my heart I'll be believing that you and I'll go on forever. When the world would drag you down, I'll be the hand in yours, and you will not go under, no, no. And when you're casting doubt around, I will still be here, you won't have to wonder. If I will always be around you, yeah, I'll always be around you. Real love lasts forever. Even though I know there'll come a time we'll all be leaving, even then I know inside my heart I'll be believing that you and I'll go on, and real love will last. I know that real love will last. Real love lasts forever.
Love by Maurice Manso on Live from Ordinary Miracles. And that's going to wrap up our show for this week. Next week, Jan Sircone will be back. And our guest next week is a wonderful naturopath named Treya Palmer. And Treya really looks at frequencies in her work and how frequencies are an element that has a lot to do with balance and health in our bodies. So thank you again, Maury, for...
Oh, thank you, Matt, and thank all you listeners. And tell all your friends, you know, this is going to get better and better, and you're going to love meeting Treya. She is already helping me with a problem that I have with frequencies. How interesting you'd say that, Matt.
Okay, and so we're going to go out with another tune from Jan Sircone's album, As Above, So Below. Thank you so much. We'll see you next Wednesday night at 9 o'clock.
Goodbye, world.
Hello? Hello, what's up? Yeah. Trust me, y'all. Trust me when I tell you this is all heart, y'all. Yeah.